Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Can we lift our hands to heaven tonight? I want you to say it loud and clear. Lord, is that the best you can? I know you don't need eternity to do what is eternal in my life. Say it again. Tonight, do what only you can do. You have 30 seconds to pray that prayer. Pray it like your life depends on it. Pray it like your life depends on it. Pray it like your life depends on it. Thank you. You have 15 more seconds. Go ahead, lift your voice loud and clear. Lift your voice loud and clear. You don't need eternity to do what is eternal. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we're praying. Let's give the Lord a big hand and please be seated. Thank you, Streams of Life. That was heavenly. Thank you. Let's give the Lord a big hand on their behalf. Amen. Now tonight, I have a very brief message. And that's why I ask you to pray that the God who doesn't need eternity to do what is eternal will do something. A very brief moment. By the time this night is over, somebody will scream, "I found it finally." Tonight I'm speaking on a simple question. A simple question. What is your kingdom economic value? What is your kingdom economic value? And I want us to pay attention. I want us to look at a very interesting passage of the Bible, the book of 1 Samuel, chapter number 17. 1 Samuel, chapter number 17. You know the story. Saul and his men were gathered together to battle. And the Bible said, against the Philistines. And there was this man of God, a giant. They reached an agreement. We don't have to go the crude way. Let's go the old way. One man for all. Bring us your champion. We will bring our champion. If your champion can kill our champion, we'll be your slaves. If our champion can kill your champion, you'll be our slaves. That they brought the man Goliath. The man that the Bible said is being a warrior since his youth. He's been fighting. He's won different medals. In those days, head of kings is what they use for as medals. when a king wants to encroach another king's territory, they go there with the head of fallen kings to show the fate of what befalls those who dare to come against them. And the Bible said, this Goliath of Gath, verse 4, said whose height was 6 cubits and a span. He had the helmet of brass upon his head. There were descriptions on him, about him. But verse 8 said, and he stood and cried unto the armies of Israel and said to them, why are ye come out against and set right in battle array? Am I not a Philistine? And ye servant of Saul, choose a man for you. Let him come down to me. If he's able to fight and kill me, we will be your servant. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then ye shall be our servant and serve us. And the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. When Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. I'm going to jump a bit. You know the story. David was sent to battle and he heard a man making a loud cry against the armies of God's people. At certain point, Goliath stopped challenging them. He began to challenge their God. He was releasing spells in the atmosphere, fouling the atmosphere with his own words. I defy the army of Israel. I defy your God. If he's a living God, come and beat me. Let me jump a bit. David got to the battle. Every day, Goliath did that. For 40 days, David began to inquire, who is this guy? Who is this guy? What's up with him? What's he saying? So David heard. Then David changed his questions. I want us to follow the rhythm. Stop asking, who is this guy? He began to ask, what will be done for the one who can bring him down? It means, as far as Goliath is concerned, he's down already. He said, the king will give him his daughter. The family will not pay tribute, this and that. You see, at that point, when the destiny of the nation of Israel was at stake, the real value is not the crown. The real value is one upon whom the hand of God is established. One that can remove the reproach. One that can cancel the shame. Real kingship is not about title. It's about dominion. Your kingdom economic value is the value of your impact, or the value of the impact of your presence in the agenda of God. So it means men who are carrying this value are not just occupying space. They are felt. Now David went to Saul in verse 32. And David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail him. As I read this, the question you want to ask, who should encourage who? Just a teenager. Don't be afraid. Let me say this to you. There is something that the Lord is doing in this season. He's going to be flipping men from the back. Men that, by the virtue of where life has positioned them, they may never be seen unless by the finger of God. Individuals who have no access to the big names, to the big podium. It is the days of David again. Yes. Yesterday I was calling something out within you, in case you don't know. Today I'm about to call something new. There are many of you who are seated at different places in this auditorium that you are the last phase of your Adulam experience. There's something the Lord has been incubating. It will reach the hands of the earth. You are like that man by the pool of Bethesda who said, I have no man. But Jesus is asking you today, do you want to walk? Because I see the hand of God so strong. In a moment, everything I describe, those that it concern, the fire of God will fall. Oh yes, you will see it. We don't have time. Can only function by the anointing. There are Elizabeth whose pregnancies have come to term. And tonight is that night that the anointing that the Lord has placed upon your life will begin to speak from this day forward. Some of you have been experiencing the direct opposite of what the Lord has anointed you for. The one anointed to lead men in the spirit of prayer and supplication. But the devil is fighting your prayer life. As I speak, the fire of prayer, like never before, like never before, that when you walk out of this place, you will know that by the impact of the hand of the Lord, that which you have struggled with all the years, an hand has come to the struggles. I call on the destiny of David. It's time to advance. You might have been on the strings and been with the sheep, but it's time to solve the problems of the palace. And I summon the Davidic grace that by a surge of the Spirit, men who have been hidden for a while, let the wind blow across this place. And let the power of the Holy Ghost fall. The days of hiding is over. We summon the champion in you. It's time to rise. It's time to advance. It's time to enter into your ordained destiny. Sit down. Whether you are seated or standing, the power of God is going to hit you. Summoning your destiny. So David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail him. I see somebody receiving the grace of audacity. And let me say this to you. You may try to spiritualize fear. It is of the devil. I've told you again and again, the courageous will always lead the gifted. There are some of you, you are due, but you are afraid. You are like Gideon, the mighty man of valor, with sifting wheat and hiding from those he should conquer. You have allowed words intimidate you and send you into hiding. The wind is blowing. It's the wind of power. There's the wind of power. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You will effectively be a witness in all Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, to the ends of the earth. There's somebody here. The Lord said to tell you that you will no longer believe about yourself that you are small. You will no longer believe about yourself that you are small. You are stepping into your ordained destiny. The Lord The Lord has made his mind up about that. Yes. Let me try bring you into this a bit. There's something the Lord is doing in this season. Because my teaching is brief, but it's very prophetic. God wants to raise sons who will be very important in his agenda. Individuals who have prepared their hearts and their priorities. Let me at this point brief you a bit. See, the moment you know, you start finding out what God is separating you for, you must trim your ears and choose who you listen to. There are ministers who are anointed, but their message is against your destiny. Because somehow they've come to a point in word and in doctrine. And that which they say is not correct is what God has set you up for. Don't out of honor follow individuals who have not discerned you. Don't. Many of you are connected to certain relationships of people who have not discerned you. Not because you are humble, but because you have low self-esteem. You've been dying daily. You are more than this, but you've been reduced. Every time you go there, you come back doubting if God really called you. He show you your mistakes and how you may never become. Sometimes with the religious spirit, speak about the nice things in their own life and how bad yours is. When the brothers of David started calling him names, he left them and went to the king. Don't be afraid. I will fight him. I'm going to make a declaration. The spirit of fear, you will look for it and not find it again. I say it again. Listen to what I'm saying. No? Sometimes in the body of Christ, there are people who use religious spirit and try to cower people in and talk them down. Don't be afraid. Stand your ground. Let no man's heart fail him. This is your moment. For this purpose that the Lord separated you. This is the time for your value to come out. This is the time. You will know it in your spirit. One of my daughters came to meet me and said, I have an invitation to minister in Kenya. I said, that is it. You've been separated for that. I decree. You will look for fear. You won't find it. Say it loud and clear. I cannot be afraid. Now sit down like kings and princes. I told two of my spiritual sons who are involved in ministry, in apostolic ministry, going to campuses. Say, what's your model? Say, we are doing one-on-one evangelism. Ah. I said, that's not a correct model. It sounds nice. I said, the method you are using is called launching the hook. Cast your net. Go to the campus. Tell the leaders, I want to gather all of you for empowerment night. Who are you? The anointing will make the difference. Remember when our ministry just started? Because when people look at me, you may feel this man is a timid person. Meekness is not timidity. I'm not afraid of anything, man. And those who know, knows. So I want to use a campus fellowship instrument. They said, we can't release it, blah, blah, blah. Say, put the president on the phone. Say, hello, who is talking? I said, I asked for your instrument. You said you are busy. He said, no, sir. Actually, I give you 5 minutes. Release those instruments and give us boys to set it. Yes, sir. He didn't even ask who is talking. I told the pastor, I said, that's not bold face. I'm speaking for my office. One time we used covered pavilion on AU campus. The coach was blasting them, say all this nonsense, blah, 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 blah.
Who is your pastor? Yeah. You guys pay this money, pay that money.
I said, let's go to his office. It was you. Went to his office. He saw me. He was shocked.
Started looking for chair. Pastor, please sit down. Fan, bro, is he touching you, sir? Yes, sir.
So how much is our balance? I said, keep the change, sir.
Keep the money. Hope you are fine. He brought milk. He said, sir, did you...
Listen to what I'm saying. Everything good is on the other side of fear. What you are afraid of is afraid of you. It's a matter of who is stepping up first. And I'm telling you, there are things you can never do, no matter what is on your life. As long as you are timid, you can't do it. And that's why I'm all out against the spirit of fear. Because fear is anti-advancement. You will not be afraid. You didn't say that amen well enough. I'm asking, what's your kingdom economic value? God wants to raise men and women who will represent him with different things. Even in the realm of academics, who stand out. With the anointing, who stand out. Who will raise the dead. Who will heal the sick. Who will raise the cripple. Who will open the eyes of the blind. God also wants to release wealth. Many of you are long overdue. It's like you are almost touching it. And somehow it goes far again. It looks like near success syndrome. You have tried by your own strength. How about by the anointing now? You have tried by your connection. But there is a place of they that do know their God shall be strong, and they shall do exploit. You have tried by your physical strength and your power. I can walk. I can do all these things. But Zechariah 4 verse 6 says, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, not power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. There are some of you here. God has heard your cry. Enough is enough of lack. You really want to do for the kingdom, but you don't have. You have a heart, but there's no resources. Can I prophesy upon your lives? By this time next year, I don't know if you are here. By this time next year, you alone will have what it takes to carry this entire conference. By the time we are having this conference next year, we will need another facility to park vehicles. Because God will have multiplied you 10 times. Now I prophesy, everything representing near success syndrome, in the name that is above all names, it is broken. Everything that takes it far from you, even when it is close, I pronounce judgment upon them. Lift your hands, everyone. I want to request that Moses Akot join me on stage. Everything that seems to have vowed that you will not cross where your parents stayed. Everything that seemed to have pledged that any other child may rise, not you. I bring them to judgment. I say it again, I bring them to judgment. In the name that is above all names, I decree and declare, advance! Again, I decree and declare, I speak to your destiny, advance! No more stagnation. No more stagnation. No more stagnation. I ask that across all this place, that men be marked with the anointing for advancement. Men be marked. Marked. For those that things have been so tight for, you have wondered, will there ever be a change? Will things be good again? How are we going to do it? You have to think before you eat. I summon the grace of God upon this house, and I decree the siege is over. The siege is over. Sit down for a minute. I'm going to allow you to pray in tongues while Moses will lead us. God wants to raise giants in different sectors. He wants to. Your real prophetic destiny is that of a giant, not a wimp. He wants to raise spiritual giants. He wants to raise men on different mountains. There are some of you who will be speakers, and different presidents and leaders of different nations will listen to the solutions you represent. You will be called for meetings where you will teach CEOs, you will train managers, you will be mentors to kings. I know this is your destiny, and that is why I insist. Tonight, you will advance into it. Now let me release the impartation part of that prayer. Some of you have tasted it a bit, but because the anointing has not come upon you, you have not become solid in that operation. I stretch my hands towards you now, and I want the ushers to help me now. The empowerment that distinguishes men for global relevance, whether in ministry, in academics, in solutions to economic matters, receive it now! That's all I have to say. The power is moving already. I see what looks like a hand holding somebody's head. And as I inquire, what is this? The Lord said, it is the spirit of wisdom to reason with kings in matters of wisdom and knowledge, such that came upon Daniel, Shadrach, and Abednego. It is the wisdom of the Lord to bring solutions in matters that require prudence. Let the fire of the Lord fall, that men will enter their prophetic destiny. Lift your hands. You will raise a sound for 2 minutes. I want you to pray the Holy Ghost loud and clear, everyone. Loud and clear.
Not 2 minutes. In the volume of the book,
lift your hands.
It was written about you.
To
your will, O God.
Tonight is your night. Press.
I have come in the volume of the book. It was written about me. Yeah, I have come in the volume of the book. it was written about me. To do your will, oh God. Hey, I have come in the morning of the book. It was written about me. To do.
Amen. 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 While he was singing, the Lord opened my eyes and I saw a replica of the presentation they had yesterday. Men tearing off old garments and breaking into the new. I see a breaking forth into something new. It's a new beginning. A new season, it's time to advance.
Who have been covered by the dust. Ezekiel 37 verse 12. That's the prophetic scripture for this moment. Ezekiel 37 verse 12. Project that scripture. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus says the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Hear me. I saw it as I was praying. I saw it. Grace for global relevance. I saw it. Now hear me. You will not just be loud when it concerns spiritual things. You will also be loud when it concerns economic power. I saw it, and listen, I will not be able to go back to my notes tonight. Trust God for his help tomorrow. But one of the things the Lord is doing tonight is to open your eyes. Jeremiah chapter number 1, is it verse 7 now that said, Son of Man, what do you see? Is it Jeremiah 1:7? Is it 1:7 or 1:12? Okay, is it 1:12 now? Help me quickly. What do you see? Yes. Go to 11, please. Go to 11. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me saying, what's your name? What's your name? What's your name? What seest thou? Can you give me this same scripture in Amplified Translation? Jeremiah 1:11. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? So I see the branch or the shoot of an almond tree, the emblem of alertness and activity, blossoming in late winter. See, blossoming. Man of God, I see concerning you. You lecturing the whites. Now, on several occasions in this church, words have come to people like that, and we always see it come to pass. Something is coming, and you will not be able to help it. Something is coming. Something is coming. It's a new season. And the Lord is asking you tonight, what do you see? What do you see? What do you see? What, some of you are having issues you should not be having because you are not seeing well. You are fighting over age. You are fighting over... Hey! What do you see? I see the emblem of alertness, of activity. I see blossoming. I see advancement. I see a shift. Amen. Because no major spiritual progress comes without the revelation of the Spirit. You see it. It will open. Some of you have been perceiving it. There's something about my life. Something is changing. Something is changing. But now you are seeing it. You are seeing it. It's saying, take yourself serious. You are more than this. Don't dress the way you dress. Don't go out the way you go out. Don't talk the way you talk. Your life is about to have a turnaround. Now hear me. Hear me. Adjust your mind to the frequency of what God is doing. Adjust your mind. The devil wants to fight you with your own mind. It is not humility if you don't know what God is doing. It is not humility if you don't believe it. Some of you should get out of certain quarters. Because the season has changed. Have you not seen it? For some of you, it's like God is rushing you this year. He's rushing you with knowledge. He's rushing you with inspiration. Rushing you with ideas. Why is he doing it? Because there is a shift. And this conference is to call out those destinies. It will no longer be life as usual. It will no longer be life as usual. It will no longer be life as usual. I know the moment I got to that point and I found the revelation that there's nowhere we plant church in this world that it will not grow. I called you now. I messaged you. I said, I found it. Woo! For some of you, there will be release of grace. Oh, yes. To go and lock yourself up in prayer and fasting. Because God wants to furnish you with fire for the weight of what is coming. There's something coming and you must be able to carry the weight. Some of you don't know the reason why you are fasting without stress. You don't know where the energy is coming from. It is because God is purging you. He's releasing grace. Listen. I know the day that I was in that meeting and something came upon my life and I knew I had received the spirit of wisdom. I know that day. Today is the day many of you will know for life. I want to give you another 2 minutes in revelation of what God is doing in your heart. As he raised the sound, you will raise your voice. Make sure you press.
gonna be for time again. You reign forever, your name is ever. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever. You are the wisdom.
What do you see? What do you see? What do you see?
You are the wisdom before time began. You are the wisdom before time began. You knew my name before I was born. You called me prophet. You call me servant.
Thank you.
You call me apostle.
Thank you, Father. Where is Pastor Wale Ajishafe? Is he here? Call him for me. Call him. Press. Shakata Bala. The Lord said to tell you, He has opened a door before you that no adversary can shut. He has opened a door that no adversary can shut. Though the enemy will rise like flood of water, but the Lord will raise a standard against them. By His grace and His Spirit upon your life, He has opened a door that no adversary can shut. Stand behind Him. I stretch my hands towards you and I decree, in all the ways needed, all the years lost, they are summed up. It will come with speed that will shock your adversaries. These words will not fall to the ground. There's a married woman in the congregation. I don't know if your husband is here, but God is showing you to me. You are pregnant, but you are hungry. That is not planned. The Lord said to tell you, rejoice, dance before me, and be grateful. This is the part of it you don't know. The very reason why you are not happy, that things need to change. Between now and the next 3 months, what the Lord will make happen in your life, you have not seen that kind in all your life put together before. You know yourself. You don't have to shout. Brace up. Because speed is coming. And the Lord said to assure you, this one will not be difficult. It will not. Thank you, Father. Again, I ask you tonight, what do you see? I see advancement. I see all around advancement. I see all around advancement. I see all around relevance. I see global relevance. I see all around advancement. That is what I see. That is who I am. Amen. I told my pastors, if you are going to pastor nations, there is a way you must not think. There is a way you must not talk. There is a way you can't run church. Set your eyes on the goal. Some of you are pastoring branches now, but you will pastor nations. You will. You may not look like it yet, but God is busy. He's busy. He's very, very busy over your life. What will shock all of us is what will be happening by this time next year. The Lord Himself will make you see the reason why this meeting is called All Around Advancement. Because your kingdom economic value will shoot up. You'll be relevant in different spheres, and you will not fail God. And I stretch my hands towards you and decree, the set time to favor you has come. It will not be business as usual. From today, you will begin to see the gravity of what God is doing. You come into an awareness of the efficacy of what is building through your life. Suddenly, you become aware, and every part of your life will adjust accordingly. It is advancement o'clock, and you will see it everywhere you turn. It is done. In Jesus' name. Tomorrow.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details. 2215005289 UBA.